The man who had overcome his crippling injury, put aside love for the sake of duty, triumphed on Christophsis and Tatooine. The man who was born to bring balance to the Force. The man whose potential was unmatched in Temple history. The man whose sheer brilliance was growing daily.
"Mistaken, am I, Obi-Wan?" Yoda asked softly. "The wrong man is Anakin Skywalker to battle General Grievous?"
"Wrong? No. No, not wrong, but..." "You always knew this day would come," Obi-Wan thought. "All this means is that it's come a little sooner." "No, Master Yoda," he said. "You're not mistaken. He's grown since Geonosis, since his mistake in rushing to face Dooku. He's more settled, more self-controlled. His focus is where it belongs now. He's learned to let go of his attachments. If anyone can take down that monster Grievous, it's Anakin." Yoda's eyes closed. His head dipped. He sighed.
"Then lead a battle group to Bothawee, young Skywalker will."
He produced a data pad from a pocket in his hover chair and tossed it onto the bed.
"The mission details these are. Tell him you can, when allowed to visit you, he is."
"Yes, Master," Obi-Wan whispered, his eyes closed against his will. And then he felt the gentle touch of a small, ancient hand lightly skimming over his head.
"Rest, Obi-Wan," said Yoda, as Obi-Wan slid towards sleep. "For need you at full strength, our suffering Republic does."
"A battle group," said Palpatine, hands neatly folded on his desk. "To the Bothan system? Why? Has something happened, Master Yoda, of which I haven't been made aware?"
He watched closely as Yoda considered his reply, the garish night lights of Coruscant flickering over his wrinkled face. The stench of the light side in him was enough to make a man vomit.
"How I long for the day when I can squash this disgusting little creature. The dark side willing, it will be soon now. Very soon."
"Intelligence have we received," said Yoda. "A whisper of trouble. Against Bothawee, a threat is made. By General Grievous."
Palpatine permitted himself to reveal horror. Inside, he felt a nasty sting. How had the Jedi learned of this? Someone, somewhere would have to be punished.
"And you'd deploy a whole battle group on the strength of a whisper?"
"Yes, Chancellor. A chance to vanquish Grievous, this is."
Well, that was hardly what he wanted to hear. Grievous was proving more useful with each passing day, slaughtering Jedi and clones with gleeful abandon, obliterating whole townships, sowing misery and discord wherever he went.
"If Dooku hadn't found him, I'd have been forced to invent him."
"I see," he said gravely. "Then it's no wonder you wanted a private meeting, Master Yoda. With terrorists in the administration precincts, we must not risk this news leaking. I congratulate the Jedi on their efficient intelligence network, but do we have ships to spare for this mission? I rather thought we were pressed."
"We do," said Yoda. "From Alantine 6, they will arrive tomorrow."
Then he would have to arrange some kind of unfortunate accident. A tiny spot of sabotage that would destroy the cruisers on their way to Bothawee, and subsequently be traced back to the shipyards. The resulting recriminations and investigations, not to mention the loss of morale, would slow cruiser production significantly, thus hampering the Republic's efforts to bring the Separatists to their knees.
"For the war must continue. The Republic's not nearly weak enough yet. And as for Grievous, he's not done serving me."